Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
I can hear myself. Kia ora, this is Bob, and this is a back announce. That was King of Wands, which is currently number 3 on the top 10, which I find hard to believe, and I'm doing my best to figure out how that happened, because I think something pretty dodgy is going on around here.
I've never had a band who's questioned their own votes, to be honest. This is a first.
Well, I didn't ask anyone to vote, which makes me worried.
I mean, there are people who you don't know who would also vote for you, though.
Get real.
You've already got a text. Yay, bub, 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 bub. I mean,
yeah,
there's one person.
Hey, what's their last name? Let me guess, Sami?
I have no idea.
Let me guess.
It's just a number in the blue.
Sorry. What? Wait, what? Why are you going round and round? Play a song, another song.
I mean, yeah, we can chat if you want as well. Look, how are you?
I had two coffees and we didn't have anything to eat. Right. And my heart's palpitating. Potato-tating. My heart.
What would be better for you if we talk and calm or play another song?
Should we just play another song? Hey, I really appreciate that we're top three. I don't want to sound mean about it, but it's hard to believe, isn't it? Don't you think?
No one's out there going like, wow, that's pretty rude of her to say about her event.
Oh, guess what? I couldn't hear my vocals that much, but I also, like, with the headphones on, it's like Mariah Carey, so it's like your fingers over one ear.
Yeah. I'll crank them up for you.
Okay. That would be nice.
Sweet.
All right. This song is a bit sad. It's quite dark. And if you want to talk about anything, like you're drinking, just give me a call. This is called Jeez Louise.
Number one fan.
Chibolt.
I'm going to take a guess at what that song is called. Something about Louise? Oh, no, you intro'd it. What am I on about? I'm a terrible host.
Hey, if you can name that song, well, you can get a free single.
Is it Jeez Louise?
Yeah. Congrats. But you're supposed to answer it with what is...
I'm lost on that one.
Yeah, it's like the Father's Day gig.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Sorry.
By the way, the person texting in was Annabelle.
Oh, see?
I'm sure she voted for you.
God.
She also says your voice is amazing, Priya, so.
Oh, shut the front
door. Oh, no, there's someone else. There's someone else. Awesome band. Looking forward to see you live.
What?
When are we playing live?
When are you playing live?
We're playing at First Thursdays next week at 8 p.m. on the outside by the thing. Opposite Flying Out.
Right. Outside by the thing is honestly, I feel like a good name for a club.
outside by the thing.
You can pay Priya for the name. There you go.
Yeah.
We did talk about how you're on the top 10 at spot number 3 in a strange way. But what is that song? And where can people find it? Because I know there's a music video that goes.
Yeah. So there's, it's called King of Wands. And it's about using your tarot cards too much.
Right.
Because I was in a breakup and I realized that I was putting too much into what my tarot cards were coming out with.
Yeah.
Like the Tower.
Yeah, I'm very unfamiliar with tarot cards, and I did see the music video, and I noticed the Tower was being talked about a lot. What does the Tower mean?
Oh, the Tower is like the worst card in the deck.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's like a tower on like with flames, and people are jumping out of it. Some people think death is a bad card, but actually, death is like like starting over and like new beginnings.
Right.
Like it's not. You're gonna die. But the Tower is particularly bad, and when you ask the cards, hey, is this relationship going to work out, and then the Tower card comes out with divine intervention when you're shuffling, it's not a good sign.
Right.
But then I've also realized that when I'm sad and I'm using my tarot cards, I'm not going to get a good reading because I'm taking them for granted and taking the piss, really.
Yeah, right.
So respect your tarot cards, and also if you're a sad sack, just try to like go for a walk or something. You know,
move
like,
your limbs or something.
Yeah, or like get those endorphins.
A positive message in the end.
Oh, the video.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
because you just basically explained the song and the video.
Yeah. Oh, well, the video's got nothing to do with it, really.
Yeah, right, right.
We just thought, what can we make with nothing? And I was like, well, I love karaoke, so let's make a karaoke video. And I asked my friend to shoot some footage of, like, some shitty footage.
Mm.
Ambrose, and he, like, pulled through. And we just went to the Winter Gardens one afternoon. And it was just after I fell through the ceiling at my job. And so I was free.
Excuse me? Sorry? Touch on this for a second.
I am a chippy. On some sets. I was in Cowboy Bebop, and I fell through a ceiling. It was Friday afternoon. Anyway.
That's not great.
I think I was slightly concussed, but that's how I was so relaxed. And I'm an idiot in the video, and I think it's good.
Perfect. Well, okay, so you said karaoke as well. What sort of karaoke are we talking with? Like dark, dank little rooms with like a B-grade microphone? Or are we talking like fancy
karaoke?
Yeah,
that was it. That was the vibe with my family and friends, sometimes mostly family. But then Charlie's really came through.
Yeah.
Alicia at Charlie's.
Yeah.
We do boys. The boy is mine sometimes. And then I got this little speaker and a mic that connects to it, and it's a Bluetooth speaker. It was really cheap from the warehouse, and it's actually a real bummer. They don't sell them anymore.
Yeah.
But you can basically turn up anywhere and do
karaoke.
Yeah. Alex has had a turn on it.
You had
a great song. What was your song? Oh, How Deep Is Your Love? Did you do that? Yeah, it's a good one.
I feel like all those listening now get a really well-rounded perspective on the music video and the song now. Like, you've got all the aspects that sort of feed the track. There you go.
Honestly, do go to the Winter Gardens if you're feeling sad, because there are so many random like statues that I never really looked at. My sister got married there, and I did not remember any of the funny statues. There's so many funny statues.
And it cheered you up?
It's hilarious. It's really fun. Like, the plants are pretty, but then the statues are just, what are you doing there? And who commissioned this, you know? Who put this here? It's very funny. Oh, God.
Well, is that the song you're about to play?
What?
The song you just released?
No, we played that first.
Oh, you played that first?
Oh, my fucking God.
This is embarrassing, guys. I'm so sorry.
Don't worry. I think I'm bringing nervous energy in here, and I think I'm feeding it.
Well, I'd love to hear your last song anyway, and I'll get the name wrong, and you can back announce it if you'd like. Or you can front announce it.
So we're playing on the first Thursdays, which is on the 6th of May, and then we're actually getting to support Soft Plastics at Huami Bar. On the 8th of May, on that, which is a Saturday.
Lovely. 8th of May, Saturday.
Does it sound like Alex is feeding me the words?
I'm not sure. Can people hear him in the background?
I don't know.
Text in to 5395 and tell us, please.
If your family of Prius, text in and vote again. Joke. I got a big family, though, so
lots
wouldn't
of
be surprised if I was number 8 next week.
On that fun note.
Sorry.
Give
okay.
us a track.
This is called Girl. And I really appreciate you having us. And
I appreciate all of you for coming in. Thank you, Bub. Been a pleasure.
Oh, that's so funny. Thank you, Bub.
Oh, it's like that.
Yeah, because my family calls me Bub.
Is that hence the name? Okay.
No. It started as Breakup Band.
Oh.
God, you're getting all of this stuff.
Everything's linked, man. This is an in-depth interview.
Isn't it the universe? Totally. When's your birthday, Will?
19th of June.
What does that make you?
The Gemini. I'm sorry. Play your song.
Two-Face. Yep. Oh, sorry. So bad. This is Girl. Thanks, BFM. Thanks for people listening.
One more time for the people at home. What is the name of your band? Where are you playing? Where can people find your music?
We are Bub. We are playing next week on the first Thursdays outside the place, outside Flying Out. And we're playing with Soft Plastics on Whammy Bar. And on Saturday. And we have a band camp and we have a YouTube video called King of Wands.
So many fantastic things. Thank you so much once again.
Thanks.
Lots of people will be catching you at places for live music. Fancy New Band.
That was a Fancy New Band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.